This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's one thing when sites like LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter have technical problems. Twitter in particular is known for servers that just can't handle the load sometimes. But you wait for a while and it's all fine. It is a different thing altogether, though, when technology fails and it really matters. Down at the South by Southwest Interactive Festival in Austin, Texas, there's a lot of talk this week about the business of disaster apps. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports.
Dan Diamond is a family physician near Seattle. He's done disaster work in Haiti, and today he's at South by Southwest in Texas to do a little shopping for a few good app developers.
Recruiting some brains to start working on developing apps to help those of us that are first responders in during disasters to be able to do our job better.
What victims need and where it's needed are two key questions in a disaster. But can technology get multiple relief organizations talking? Well, here's one idea from a social media company created to coordinate flash mobs or manage big outdoor concerts.
Smart Crowds lets you reach out and join forces with all your participants. Everyone knows their role and everyone's on the same page.
Brad Griffith's company is based in Columbus, Ohio.
Our company is Smart Crowds. We build an event management, monetization, and marketing platform.
You caught that, right? And marketing platform, he said. Griffith's not trying to sell gauze or blankets during a disaster, but the same app could be used for merchandising when deployed outside a disaster zone. But putting disaster management into the hands of app developers has its own risks.
Biggest concerns I've had is that they're not fully tested.
Brandon Brewer spent 22 years in the Coast Guard and now works as a disaster relief consultant. He remembers the app that listed handy emergency numbers.
They were listed alphabetically, and the first command center in Alaska started getting distress calls from all over the country via the app because for whatever reason, people were just hitting the go button before selecting, you know, I'm near New York, I'm near New Orleans. So we don't want to send helicopters from Alaska to rescue somebody who's really in Long Island Sound.
This may have been the product of app developer culture. Try things, knowing some ideas will work, some will fail. Hit and miss, not the best strategy during a disaster. In Austin, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.